Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Hey, everyone. This is Jody Sweetin from the podcast How Rude, Tanneritos. I've been needing a quick getaway with my family, and the 2024 Hyundai Santa Fe is the perfect vehicle to take us there. It has standard third row seating, so I'm able to pack my entire family, plus pets in the car, while also having enough room for our camping essentials. Available H-Track all-wheel drive will get us through any dirt trails, and available dual wireless charging pads will ensure we never have to worry about getting stuck with a dead phone in the middle of nowhere. Visit HyundaiUSA.com. or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I wanted to quit for so long, but I didn't know where to start.
I was afraid of what people would think, but then I found the right support to start my recovery journey.
I found a path that worked for me.
1 in 14 Americans reports experiencing a substance use disorder, a treatable medical condition. Treatment can take many forms, so there are a variety of options to explore and find the one that works best for you. Recovery from drug addiction is possible. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various paths to recovery.
Ashley Furniture is our passion, founded in 1945 with the belief that furniture could be made a better way. Ashley, committed to inspire the love of home and enrich lives. When you're passionate about something, you wake up every day excited to design, create, and build your life around that passion. Ashley, delivering the innovation, service, and commitment to excellence that millions of Ashley customers experience, because by sharing a passion for furniture with you, it will make the world feel a little more like home. Ashley, furniture is our passion.
The Volume.
Jenkins and Jones is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. There's no better place to make every moment more than with FanDuel. I like betting on FanDuel Sportsbook because they have great odds and markets for the NBA, NHL, college basketball, and so much more. They've got awesome new and existing user promotions, and it's America's number one sportsbook. It's also easy to use, it's safe and secure, and you can get your winnings fast in as little as 2 hours. Also, it's fun to combine multiple bets from the same game into a same game parlay, and you can discover the most popular same game parlays each day right when you log in. If you're new, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started now. Sign up with promo code JNJ so they know I sent you. That's J&J. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Indiana, Louisiana, in permitted parishes only, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Tennessee, Virginia, or West Virginia. Gambling problem, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP.
Welcome to Jenkins and Jones on the Volume Podcast Network. It is Monday, March 21st, and it's tourney time. It's been nonstop college basketball all the time, every day. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Big Deke energy. We're going to talk about
Big Deke.
We're going to talk about Russ and humility, and John and I are going to explain the Liver King to Tyler, which I'm very excited about. As always, Jenkins and Jones, hosted by my good friends Tyler, a.k.a. Dragonfly Jones.
Hey, everybody. Have a good.
John, a.k.a. LeJethro Jenkins.
What's up, bubbas?
And, my levels are down. My shit was up like 10 points over them, and I'm already the loudest nigga on this pod. So shit should be better, y'all. If it's not, hit us up. Let us know.
We've re-leveled John.
Yeah, I don't want to bust anybody's eardrums. Apologies. Yeah. Apologies.
Let's talk a little. Let's talk some tourney. Let's talk some March Madness. Are we allowed to say March Madness, or is that like the super, is like trademark the, like the Super Bowl?
The big game is you know, you can't say Super Bowl. So yeah,
let's talk about the big tourney. Let's talk about the basketball tourney.
Wait,
the third
you can't
month
say
of the
Super
year.
Bowls? Please explain that to me. What?
If you're not in like officially partnered with the NFL, you can't say Super Bowl. Like
we
you
can't
never
say
seen
Super Bowl on a pod.
I don't care if they come for us, but no, if you're like advertising some shit, you can't say some shit like, you know, come get your pizza deal for the Super Bowl. Like if you ever noticed, like pizza will say, get your deal for the big game for Super Bowl weekend. Then you can't say Super Bowl.
Like bars can't say Super Bowl Sunday specials or whatever.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's the same thing for the Olympics, but it's just, there's no like alternative, so you can't say like it's the summer sports festival.
Sports.
I've been watching. I've really enjoyed just having a job where I work from home and I could just put basketball on in the background at fucking 10 a.m. and just let it rock for 12 hours. It's the truly the best. I would never stop working from home ever. I was doing it. Tyler and I were doing it before it was legally mandated.
We were work from home hipsters. We were WFH gang before y'all were.
But you know, let's talk about some of the storylines from the tournament. This St. Peter's run has been absolutely nuts. Man. Tyler, I feel like every now and then you get a team where we can just all pretend that we went to school there and just learn about some. We're going nuts for some school that I literally did not know existed 5 days ago.
Right. Never knew it existed until this tournament. And wild thing about Twitter is like I had like five people who follow me who hit me up and they're like alums of this shit, of course. And wild thing is like I was a big Shaheen Holloway fan as a kid. Like I loved Shaheen Holloway's game, and I had no idea where he was in life until Friday. You know what I mean? And to his credit, Shaheen Holloway is coaching his ass off. I think the one person in the nation who probably hates that the most is probably Patrick Ewing, because I think Georgetown is blowing that man's phone up this offseason. I think he's probably the next Georgetown coach.
What's funny about St. Peter's is that it's in New Jersey, right? Mm-hmm. And I know a dude like Sean, he's from New Jersey, the homie Sean. And so he was like, where the fuck is St. Peter's at? Like, he's from New Jersey, didn't know that St. Peter's in New Jersey. You know what I mean? Nobody knew where the fuck this was at, bro.
I have family buried in Jersey City and had no idea that St. Peter's was a college there. But Tyler and I were talking. I looked it up on Wikipedia. We have three high schools in Long Beach with more students than St. Peter's. They have 2,300 students at that college.
And they all follow Tyler. They all are like, Tyler, I swear to God, you should come talk.
but
talking to graduation, G.
Yeah,
biggest guest I've ever had.
Shouts to the Peacocks. I love fucking silly sports names. You know what I mean? The Fighting Cocks.
Go Cocks!
Go Cocks. Like I said, I never saw a team named the Peacocks besides fucking Will and Carlton's college on Fresh Prince until the fucking St. Peter's Peacocks. So shouts to them.
The Volume needs to be printing up Fighting Cocks shirts right
fighting
now, bro.
Cocks.
ASAP.
It's money on the table, bro.
You I'd can't beat shit. Those cocks.
Oh, my God. Y'all, what?
Oh, shit. Third 15 seed ever to make the Sweet 16. That's fucking crazy. So, yeah they've put themselves, they've literally put themselves on the map because literally no one knew where this college was prior.
That Kentucky game, bro. Like, at one point, I was like, when it went to OT, I'm like, all right, you know, I mean, it was cute. They tried. You know, I felt like, you know,
Kentucky's going to win by 12, bro.
Right. They had that big-ass dude that looked 7'8", but he was only 6'9", that had like 30 and 15 on him because their whole team is like fucking 5'6". White dude with the fucking beard, with the little, with the mustache. I'm like,
Amish,
okay.
Young Amish.
I was, he's Amish?
No, I just, you know, to me, he's Amish.
He's a young Amish face.
Hey, yeah. But that's how I believe, that's how Amish's face is. Where I was like, oh, he's Amish. Apologies. I didn't mean to make fun of your facial hair, Bubba. But no, like, and then like, they just heavy nuts. You know what I'm saying? You know, heavy nuts, just going crazy. So,
and it's crazy because if they had just happened to have had a weird draw where they just made it to the Sweet 16, it would still be crazy to be the third one ever. But they beat Kentucky.
Kentucky. Like, right. Didn't Murray State? Shit, where's Murray State at?
Kentucky.
Murray State. Yeah.
They cleared out the whole state.
Yeah.
Civil War reenactment in the fucking tourney, bro.
Just stomping. Goddamn. Fighting peacocks.
Go Cox.
Indeed, my nigga.
Well, this has been, it's Meet It Up Monday on Jenkins and Jones. There's some cocks this year.
Big cock talk.
Big meat boys. Let's go.
I want to talk about, Tyler had a tweet that apparently I totally agreed with, but was apparently controversial about missing when it used to be for you youngsters. It used to be back in our day that you would put on CBS, TNT or whatever. And it was basically like Red Zone. It was like you'd be watching a game and they would just cut in when cool shit was happening. And now because every company has 90 channels, they just show every game. And so you kind of have to have your score app open and flip around or whatever. And Tyler basically had the opinion that many older millennials do, that things used to be, if not better, they did used to be easier. You know what I mean? You used to not have to think about everything quite as much. And but people disagreed with you, right? People were upset.
There were a lot of college basketball defenders in my mention, but growing up,
you should have taken a charge, bro. You should have taken a charge.
They would have loved you then.
But growing up, that was the most exciting thing about March Madness when I was growing up. How it was just on CBS, and you would get live look-ins right when an upset was about to happen, or when a game was coming down to the wire. Like, you know, we'd cut away from this game that was fucking 10 minutes deep in the first half to go to this game where it was 30 seconds left, scored and knotted up, and that was the most exciting shit. Getting those live look-ins, man. And I missed that. And it was like, well, they show the scores. I don't want to bounce around, motherfucker. For one, I don't give a fuck about what Akron and Valpo are doing enough to fucking Google what True TV's channel is. Like, shoot me that shit in my veins. I'm lazy. Okay. That's what I miss about this shit. I miss the live look-ins where, you know, we show the upsets and the games that came down to the wire.
How would they want you? Why do people want to do more work? That's weird. Because, I mean, you would rather go and shuffle through the games and find the good ones and them just be shown to you? I mean, maybe that's people who are from like smaller schools or schools that they want to see games that nobody gives a fuck about, and they could actually watch the full game now because of that. But I just don't see why anybody like a casual college basketball fan like myself would want to shuffle through to try to find the good games, you know, like, I'd rather just be given to me here. You know what I'm saying? It makes more sense to me.
Yeah, I don't mind it. And we've got a channel. I've got DirecTV, so there's a channel I could put it on where it just has the four games on too. You know, like I'm at a sports bar or whatever. So that's good. I can just click to whichever one I want the audio on. But
MarchMadness.com or NCAA.com has it.
They
like
have
that
shit, right? Yeah. But I think to be honest, I think this is one of the influences that that we're going to see gambling continue to have on sports, is all of a sudden that meaningless game is a 30-point blowout. People are 40 seconds left. And I have friends like this, 40 seconds left. They're still tapped in on, is this shit going to hit the over or not? You know, so we were just basketball fans when we were growing up. We just wanted to know who was going to advance this shit. And all of a sudden people now are like, this team is up by 40, but is the big man still in to hit his rebounds over? You know what I mean? Like, people are just paying attention to shit differently. And I mean, it's more money in the, it's going to be a lot more money around for everyone, except for the kids, obviously. But
I'm the most casual of gamblers there is. Like, I gamble maybe 5 or 6 times a year. And whenever I gamble on some shit, I don't watch it, bro. My nerves be too bad on that shit. Like I don't understand. Like, I legit will not gamble on a game that I want to watch. I don't know how people gamble and then watch it. That's a fucking heart attack waiting to happen, bro.
Also, I kind of understand it. Like, I think it was like Murray State game. Like, that would have been, while Gonzaga was losing, they would have just given you pieces of that. And we had to watch the whole Gonzaga game, you know what I mean? Like, so I get that. Where you're not going to see, you know, St. Peter's and Murray State. There wouldn't be opportunity to watch that entire game, even though it was a good game, because Gonzaga's losing now, and everybody's needs to watch that.
Yeah.
According to CBS, you know.
Yeah, I think that's it. Right. That's it. That's it. That's a good point, too. You know, if you say Gonzaga to someone who went to Gonzaga, like if you said Gonzaga to Tree, she'd be like, it's Gonzaga.
Gonzaga. Well, I care about Tree, but there's probably zero other people that I give a fuck about that would say that shit. So I would be like,
correct.
Yeah. I would probably. Yeah. But yeah, Tree is incredible. So yeah,
Is Gonzaga in? Isn't it in Spokane? Are you supposed to pronounce it
Central?
Spokane?
It's Central Washington. That's what I know. It's Eastern Washington. Excuse me. Yes,
my Sorry, Spokane. Spokane.
Yeah.
I learned that from a coworker who I didn't like.
Didn't lie.
Yeah, I didn't care.
Are they from Spokane?
Yeah, they were. That. Fuck That's why they, I mean, yeah. So.
John had a post about you will be exposed to some interesting officiating and coaching if you are watching college basketball for the first time. You had a clip up of a technical foul being called on a dude for dunking, basically.
Bro, it was a dunk. There was nothing else. The only thing that everybody kept pointing out was, the other team has a lot in common. You know what I mean? Where
a bunch of white dudes.
Okay. Right. and old boy
was this,
had
was,
a little
was this college
bit of,
or was it high school? Because I swore I saw
no, there was a high
on
school. No, I think there was a college one. There was a high school. Okay. I think he was a college, but I think it was a smaller college. The high school one was when he hit the layup. Dude didn't do shit but clap. And then they called, bro, listen, G, get these motherfuckers away from the game, please. Okay. Like, dog, if you're calling a tech, get that motherfucker out of there. I'm dead serious. I'm not as serious about the call shit, call us thing to make let us make the call. I'm more serious about that than I probably should be. But I would, but there needs to be somebody you call up top and be like, yo, this is fucking egregious. Sub him out. Get this motherfucker out. Get him away from the game for a few games. He come back with his mind right. You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like these refs have too much power. There's no way you should be able to call these weak-ass ticky-tack fucking fouls, let alone these damn techs. You know what I'm saying? That's some bullshit.
Wholeheartedly agree. And while we're piling on refs here, we have to commend the ref who did a great job in that Nets game where KD told that fan to shut the fuck up and sit the fuck down. The ref was right there, heard it all, didn't do shit. So props to that ref. For that
also,
one.
Katie was probably right. He probably heard, yeah. The ref probably heard that motherfucker talking the whole time too and was probably like, thank you, Katie, for saying what I could.
I'm not allowed to say this shit right. to that guy. Yeah, but, yeah, you know. Sure. Here's my question. When you watch the tournament, what is worse, the worst officiating or the worst coaching?
Coach Cal, can you get any worser than that? Worseness?
I've seen so many out of timeout, 20 seconds left. Your best player is dribbling the ball for 15 seconds, waiting for a ball screen, and then he's getting into the action late and just throwing some bullshit. Like, it is some of it is hard to watch, dog. I know that the missed free throws and some of the other stuff is part of what gets into the, like, this is why crazy shit happens. But the coaching and the officiating is like, you're grownups. Okay.
No excuse for this. We talked about how the game, I was like talking about how the game is like, it gets unwatchable when I was trying to watch those conference tournaments. Watching the tourney, it made me think like, bro, these kids ain't that bad. It's the systems that's the coach right there. You know what I mean? I mean, there's missed free throws, but there's a lot of, like, St. Peter's. First of all, I realize this too. If a kid shoots off their shoulder, if their pocket is right off their shoulder, buckets. It doesn't matter what moment they are in. If the free throws is cash, bro. Cash them. Don't foul that motherfucker. But yeah, I think it's the sets that the coaches have them run, and it's the refereeing. I think it's the shit that surrounds the kids and makes the basketball bad, not the kids themselves.
Totally agree.
Yeah. Going back to Coach Cal, I've seen like a lot of people like, well, it might be time to have a discussion about Cal. He ain't going nowhere, bro. Your job in college is never in trouble until you start losing your grip on recruiting. And he's still the best fucking recruiter in the game. He's not going anywhere. And truth be told, I honestly don't give a fuck if he never wins kids go there, they get the spotlight and they become lottery picks. Like, that's all that matters to me. Like, you know, I'll leave it up to the UK fans and the alums to be like, oh, we need to translate this into winning. I don't give a fuck about that. You never worry about a kid going to Cal and be like, okay, Cal's probably going to bury this kid on the bench and he's not going to get the proper exposure to be a draft pick like we've seen with some coaches and some kids. You know what
name
I mean? You
names, never worry about, Tyler. Yeah. Name names.
You never worry about that with Cal. You know what I mean? So as long as he's still got the kid's best interest in heart and he's still the best recruiter in the nation, he's going to be just fine there.
And good for him, too, because he knows why those kids are coming to school there. Those kids are coming there to be fucking NBA players.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and we mentioned this on the last pod, but to be clear, they're going there for the reason that everyone goes to college, because they're hoping to learn and get a job in the field that they want to work in. Right. Like, that's why we're all in college. That's why I went to college. I didn't go to college because I had extra money. You know, I mean, it's like he's doing what, like, that's what the goal of every coach should be, for sure. I would go with coaching. And I mean, with Cal, it's like money talks, bro. That, no one's getting Cal out of there. Come on. Yeah. But I think basketball is at its best when everyone on the team knows what they're good at and what they're supposed to do. And you see in college, sometimes coaches can stifle that. I think that coaches can try and put that artificially on. But that's what makes teams like St. Pete so much fun, is everyone on that team knows what they're good at. It's a special thing about basketball that I don't think exists in any other sport, where it's like, because baseball is so hard and then football is so coach dominated in terms of what's being called. Mm-hmm. And there's too many people to sort of be individually showcased. A basketball team where the guys like each other, the players like each other, and everyone knows what they're good at, and the coach is letting them fucking rock. Like, you can tell 10 seconds into watching a team like that. You know what I mean? And that, I've genuinely enjoyed watching them for that reason. There's a couple other teams like that too. I thought Tennessee was one of those teams. I was shocked as fuck that Tennessee lost. That like, I had Tennessee going far as fuck.
Yeah. I think most of us did, bro. But what I love about these small teams is that they always have one guy. Like, the most, when they're playing Kentucky, I bet a lot of those people had a lot of St. Peter's had a lot of nerves, you know what I mean? But they got one guy who's just a fucking hooper and can't wait to fucking ball. And if the dudes that are nervous stop being nervous and play like, you know, like the dude that has the heavy nuts on that squad, that's when it gets scary. You know what I mean? But yeah, I think St. Peter's got a dude that's just a bucket, you know what I mean?
Did you see what Shaheen Holloway said about that? What did
he say?
When he was a reporter asked him, like, you know, are your kids nervous, you know, being, you know, this far and going up against the teams they went up against? And Shaheen Holloway's like, yo, these kids are from New Jersey and New York. They're not scared of anything. You know what I mean? So yeah, shouts to Shaheen. Like I said, he's the star of this tournament. You know what I'm saying? This is his moment for sure.
Was it Shaka Smart type moment?
What's up?
Was it Shaka Smart? Who was he coaching back then?
VCU.
Yeah. So it might be one of them situations. You going? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think that Georgetown call. You're right about that. That's already in the voicemail with the agent. Like, hey, when this is over, give me a ring. You know. Yeah.
I love you, kids. Peace, mustache. You were mad as hell. The money's calling. You know.
But that's such a great quote from him, and that's so true. Like, something people don't understand necessarily about college basketball is basketball, more than any other sport, college football and baseball players have a pretty good idea of where they stand. You are not going to meet many Division I basketball players who don't think that they're going to the NBA. Like, right. I mean, it's just they all. And so, like, you get dudes, especially as you mentioned, from Jersey and New York. All they want in life is to bust the shit out of a 5-star kid from somewhere that doesn't have as many people as New Jersey.
They know in their heart, I'm better than this motherfucker.
And they might
be wrong
as fuck, but they know in the very center of their heart.
Right.
Like, I'm way nicer than this motherfucker. I'm going to kill this.
He ain't all that. You feel me? Right. I saw him at ABCD camp. He cool. You feel me? Like, you
know what I mean? Sure, I held him. He only made 40. You know, he scored 35, but he's only shot 40%. You know?
Don't nobody remember that. I'm gonna make them see it today, nigga.
I love it, man. I love it. That's so perfect. Start your bracket with a bang. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving new customers a $150 instant bonus guaranteed. That's right. You'll get $150 in bonus site credit, and all you have to do is place your first bet of $5 or more. How you bet the bracket is up to you. You can choose from money line totals, prop bets, and so much more. My bracket, if I had done one, would be as busted as everybody else's. But I will say I like UCLA in every way that you could take them. good defensive-minded team, a couple Long Beach guys on the team, so I've been following them very closely this season. Plus, with cash out, the ball is in your court, so you can close out your bet whenever you want before the game is over. Join FanDuel today with promo code JANJ, that's J-A-N-D-J, then you can place your $5 bet to score $150 in bonus site credit guaranteed. That's promo code JANJ on the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Disclaimer, must be 21 and over and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Louisiana, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. First online real money wager only, $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable site credit that expires 14 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. Okay, old list dropped. Braun is once again the number two scorer in NBA history. Yes. Now that we are back on standard time.
Back on standard record time.
Oh, wow. But yeah. This is why we were saying it was stupid that whatever online-only outlet, you know, chose to go with playoff stuff, playoff scoring included, when they said he passed Karl Malone, because now, like 2 months later, we're once again seeing the media stuff celebrating Bron being now officially the number two scorer in NBA history, regular season only, because that is how they have always kept those stats. And I guess I'm still happy, but it did annoy me. It was like, we just did this shit, but half the people went then and half the people are going now. Like, this is the true TV. This is the true TV of media. It's just like, it used to be easy. Like, some gatekeeping was good, bro. Some gatekeeping was good. A lot of it was bad. A lot of it was very bad. But some of it was
gatekeeping?
Good.
You're pro gatekeeping, Mike? Is that what you're telling me
around,
right now?
Around statistics, I think I am pro gatekeeping around statistics.
Hey, look, like I told y'all in the group chat, I'm fine with them moving the goalposts here, because this is an opportunity to, like, you know, further bury Karl Malone in history books and to forget about him even more. And it was and now that Karl Malone is like a topic of discussion, everyone is talking about how much they hate that motherfucker. So, hey,
what a
I'm
horrible
fine with
fucking
it.
Dude he was. Yeah.
I'm fine with it in this instance, because it has turned into a Karl Malone hate fest, and that dude deserves all the fucking hate. So, you know, I'm with it, man.
Have you ever met a single person in life that once you mention his name, they're not like, fuck Karl Malone? I've never heard people say fuck anybody else more than they say fuck Karl Malone. Every time he's brought up around us, like, working in basketball, like, when he's brought up, everybody's like, fuck Karl Malone, fuck Karl Malone. It's like it's a fucking bit or something, but that everybody's in on, you know what I'm saying?
Bro, I have had Lakers fans on Twitter who talk to me about how the 2004 finals loss didn't sting that much because they were glad Karl Malone didn't get a ring. Like, that's how much that man is hated, bro.
We
at
lost,
that
but
point
at least
in time,
he didn't win.
Crazy. Hated Karl Malone maybe more than I love Kobe. I mean, in all seriousness, it's just like, we just won a bunch of championships. We'll probably win a bunch more. Fuck Karl Malone.
I mean, you hate Karl Malone for real reasons. You should actually hate somebody.
Yeah, it's you know what I mean? Basketball.
He's worthy
sure.
of hate. This isn't just sports, you feel me?
Yeah, and fuck I hated him nigga. When it was just sports. But now it's, you know.
When he split Zeke shit with that elbow, bro, I hated that motherfucker, man.
Yeah.
That was when I first started hating him.
I just hated that dunk that he did, too. That shit was just... Just so weak. This is what this is like. What I'm supposed like? There's posters with you doing this, nigga.
Right? In the weak ass LA gear,
bro. Right?
In them LA gear catapults.
That weighs 76 pounds. You know what I mean? Fuck
I think
here, bro.
The phrase "the mailman delivers on Sundays" was the first time I thought something was lame as a child. Like, I think that was when I discovered the concept of lameness. I was like,
I don't
that was
think
like
that's
a, that was like
lame.
The, this is your Kodak moment of the 90s.
If it was MJ or somebody else, you'd be like, yo, but because it's Karl Malone, everything that was connected with him was lame. He wore LA gears. He played sports in LA gears, nigga. I couldn't even play outside in LA gears. Them shits was weak as fuck. You know what I mean?
I think Karl Malone predated the Twitter concept of, you know, the thing happens on Twitter when everyone is mad about something, but collectively a billion people are fantasizing about an opposite opinion that doesn't actually exist. Or that like two people have, but everyone's like, I can't believe everyone's mad at so-and-so for saying this. It's like,
no one's actually mad. Everyone's just mad about the concept of people being mad about it. Like that was Karl Malone. We were all the same age going, I can't believe people fucking like this guy. No one liked him.
No one liked
him.
We
just thought that he did because he was on TV a lot. Like,
turns out we were all the same. You know what I mean?
That's great. All right. I'm interested for your guys' opinion about this shit. Cause there's been lots of clips of basketball players who've clearly been waiting for Russell Westbrook's legs to fall off his body. who've clearly been, you know, accumulating stand-up material and little notebooks that they've tucked away for when the day has come, and the day has come. First of all, I think we all agree, obviously, fuck the fans, the weirdo in Toronto who's filming himself talking shit. And all,
bro,
you know,
you a bitch.
We don't even need to talk about how stupid those people are. I want to talk about, though, the NBA thing, because I have to say, and I'm a Russ fan and a Lakers fan, but I do feel like even if he were on any other team, I don't love how over the top I feel like some players are being, because I think, personally, you're in a league where everyone's legs fall off their body at some point, and some amount of humility specifically around aging. Like, I just think personally, if it were me, I would be worried about, I wouldn't be talking about, you know, oh, you to an MVP the way that some people are talking about Russ, bro. I don't know. I know he's been a shit talker his whole career, and I know that factors into it, but it's like, you're talking about this man like he's a bum, bro.
He was a dickhead. To players, he was a dick. He's a great person. A great person. On the court, Russ was a dick the majority of his career. And the better he got, the more boisterous he got, rocking the baby. Cat had a point. I don't like the media.
You're saying Cat had a point when he was saying, like, he was saying, all funny, like, and now, you know, we're
now, now it's classless? No, it was cool. And it was, you know, motherfuckers was rocking the baby like it was sweet. You feel me? I think, bro, like, I think that the media, I think the fan, obviously in Toronto, all that shit is whack as fuck, right? I think it's gotten to a point where it's just ridiculous. I hate to see it, but any player that plays in the NBA has a right to do what they're doing. I haven't seen anybody go over, like, what they was doing, that extra ass shit they was doing in Minnesota. I get it, bro. Russ was doing, he was on the other side of that. Now he's, you know what I'm saying? And I think it's just karma. The other shit, the extra shit is fucked up. But on the court, them players talking their shit, they have every right. Because as much as I love Rush, Rush was an asshole on the court. We can't lie to ourselves.
Yeah. That's where I'm at with it too. Like, I don't feel particularly sorry for Russ. I am blown away that players are this out in the open with it. You know, that's the part that I've never seen before. And when it comes to, you know, a player, you know, on a decline getting shit talked like this, I've never seen, like, the shit Cat did when he caught the air ball. I've never seen that ever in my life as an NBA fan, bro. Never. But yeah, you know, like you said, Russ was a dickhead. You know what I'm saying? And now the rabbit's got the gun now. You know what I'm saying? So it's coming back to Russ. And Mike, to what you said about, you know, how it's kind of, you know, you don't fuck with it because it's kind of, you know, poking fun at aging and declining. Russ didn't give a fuck about age. He was out there yelling at babies, bro. He was in the bubble.
In the bubble during a pandemic, yelling at children.
Yelling at infants. Age ain't matter to Russ either, dog. So, I mean, shit, man. That pendulum's just swinging back, bro. Russ got to eat them punches now because he gave them out plenty during his peak.
When has Russ ever done anything and didn't let people know? Have you seen Russ do something and not to talk to me, like, for real? You know what I mean? Like, he would back somebody down and get a bucket and rock the baby. It's not like he boomed on somebody. That's a basic. Gary Payton made a whole career out of that shit.
He would do the too little after getting buckets on someone taller than him.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, Russ was an asshole, man.
Bro, and so that's what I'm saying. Like, Russ never passed an opportunity to let you know that he was better than you. You know what I mean? And we love to watch it. It was fun. But as you see, them NBA players felt a particular way about it. And a lot of people let people know now that, you know.
I think you mentioned it's like nature a little bit. Like, I don't like Pat Bev as a basketball player. I have nothing but respect for him as a person. He seems like an awesome dude. Yeah. And his story is incredible. As a basketball fan, I don't like that kind of a player. But I also, I never feel like he's putting on an act. I do think that's who he is as a player. And I feel the same way about Russ, right? Like, some people are just, that's how you are.
And I think what feels different about this shit to me is that's not who Cat is, bro.
No, that's who Cat is, bro. Have you seen Cat Nisley podcast clips, bro? Cat be talking. Oh, yeah, be talking a lot of shit.
Cat be hopping on that Twitch talking his shit, bro.
He need to calm down a little bit. I think Draymond called him out, like, you know what I'm saying? Relax, Bubba.
He said, you need to chill.
Yeah, Draymond.
Draymond told you to chill.
Volume Sports Zone, Draymond Green.
maybe it was the clip of, I'll be honest with you, it was the clip of him looking around after he caught the air ball, like looking up to the rafters. Maybe it just in my head, I can't believe that anyone is really that dude, because that was the most egregious shit.
Yeah, I think when it comes to Russ, you find it in Russ opponents, they finding some new. He didn't know he was that nigga till he was in that moment. Like, damn, I'm really looking at the Raptors on this motherfucker.
it's funny you mentioned the karma aspect, because you're absolutely right. Obviously, the personal factor in this is why everyone's doing this. No one's doing this shit to Bron. You know what I mean? If Bron ever ages, I don't think you're going to see people doing this kind of shit to Bron. But that was what I wrote down is like, I don't know. Like, I'm not a religious dude, but I do have some worry, I think, somewhere subconsciously in me that about karma, about like treating people the way that I want to be treated. Like if someone has a typo in an article or something, I'll let them know about it the way I will hope someone will let me know if I fuck something up in an article. Yeah. You know what I mean? Even if it's someone I don't like or a rival or something like that. So that's part of it for me is like, how you just can't be a big man in the NBA. That's my question is like, that's not in anyone's head. Like, at some point I'm going to be kind of stumbling around out here.
We've never seen a Russ. We've never seen this type of reaction. We ain't never seen a Russ, nigga. We ain't seen a nigga that was just so like, this is who the fuck I am. I'm that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it would happen to like you were talking about your humility. Like, I think I could be anybody. I look at a homeless motherfucker. I'm like, damn, that could be me. I don't judge shit. Right. Russ never felt that way. Russ is like, I was going to be that nigga. I am that nigga. I'm letting everybody know I'm this nigga. You know what I'm saying? And so he never moved with humility, which was part of why he was so fun to watch, because he'd see a dude that was fucking 13 feet and be like, I'm a fucking boom on this bitch. I'm a show niggas. You know what I mean? Now that ain't there and that superpower's gone, people letting you know you ain't that nigga. You know what I'm saying?
You're both right. I knew going into the conversation, you're both right, but I had to bring the topic.
No, you're right. I tweeted, I hate to see this.
Yeah.
But I get it.
Right.
As much as I hate it, and as much as I like Russ, it makes sense.
All right, let's talk about Big Deke Energy. This is my favorite. God bless the Pistons. You don't fuck with Big Deke Energy, John.
It's funny. I'm just
Sadiq Bey, 50 ball, the 8th 50-point performance in March. That's the most in 1 month in NBA going back 50 years to 1972. Here's what I want to propose. Could we designate one team every year, which the Magic are this year, two of those 850 balls are on the Magic. Could we designate one team as the Generals every year? The Washington Generals. It's like, hey, whenever this team comes to town, the player on your team is going to do some crazy shit. I feel like that would be better for the NBA, bro. Yeah. If the Magic were playing in LA, I would be at that shit no matter what at this point, bro.
Somebody dropping 50. Can't miss it.
Yeah, that's who the Magic are this year. They're just that team. Do y'all remember when fucking Melo and Bron like both gave CDR 60-point games that one season? Y'all remember that shit? Like, that's who the fucking...
When was this?
This was like 2009, I want to say, or some shit, maybe. Or maybe it was more recent than that. But I feel like Melo and fucking Bron both gave that dude 60 burgers or like a span of like a week or two or some shit. Like, and that's who the Magic are this season, bro.
But the thing is, though, like, you know, if Bron and Melo gave you 60 at that point, I mean, I don't think, even in the same week, I wouldn't feel that bad, bro. Melo was who KD is now at that point, and Bron was Bron. You feel me? You know that? So, but I do. Some woman, too, that I don't know. I forget her name, but she was saying, like, how good fucking NBA players are. Where, like, it seems like anybody can give you 50 at any point. Like, that's how skilled these players are. Like, Sadiq Bey is a hooper, but like 50 ball from Sadiq Bey, bro, like, that's how good NBA players are now. You know what I mean? redo that fucking top 75 list.
We'll never get
it. It always goes back to that. But yeah.
But I do think that would be great for the league. There's teams that are tanking every year intentionally. Just go all the way. Just at least let people get some enjoyment out of it. You know, tell your fans in Orlando, like, this is not the year. Like, could they come back next year after we get the draft picks? But I don't know. I like it.
The NBA's punching bag.
I think we need that. And like, just make it official. You know what I mean? It's official. It's basically official anyway, bro. Like, you gave up 250 balls in a week.
Turn these niggas into the Harlem Globetrotters, bro. You just, bro. Goddamn, bro.
All right. I have a dilemma I want to pose to John. John, you have said that you want to have many, many children. Yes.
37 to be exact.
37
children. That's where we at now. The ticker's going up a little bit.
So don't fight the hypothetical, but if Radha came to you and said, okay, hey, we're having a boy, but it has to be named Kuzi or Ebenezer, what's your choice?
Nigga, man.
That's the worst.
What would you do?
This worst hypothetical.
This is really, bro. You have boxed me in. There's no win here. I say Ebenezer though, because I just can't have no kid connected to that motherfucker Koozie, bro. At least Ebenezer, like, you gonna get clowned like a motherfucker, but you probably the only Ebenezer motherfuckers know of. I ain't gonna have this motherfucker thinking a koozie when they see my fucking child. You know what I mean?
You could dress Ebenezer up, call him Neezy, Big E or something maybe, but you know, ain't shit you could do a koozie.
Big Nizzle.
Everyone knows that is a Bob Koozie dedication, bro.
Right, right. And I just I can't take any parts in that. You know what I mean? So I think Ebenezer, bro.
I respect the answer. I feel like I could have put any name, koozie or Ebenezer.
As long as it ain't connected to a fuck nigga, that's all. We don't know no Ebenezer. We know Koozie's a bitch ass nigga. You feel me? So like, I just don't want my son to be connected to that shit. I'm not trying to send him out here, you know what I mean, with that to fighting that in life. You know what I mean?
And there's hella Ebenezer Black Baptist churches for whatever.
Hell yeah, I went to one.
So,
I went to one. Ebenezer Baptist Church, nigga.
Yeah.
You feel me? Went to a Mount Olive too. That's a Ebenezer Baptist Church, bro. I believed in all that shit back in the day. Woo.
All right.
No shots in anybody.
No shots in anybody.
Bro, no shots, bro. I get it. This world is crazy. Whatever religion you are, I respect it. But
the time has come to explain the Liver King to Tyler.
Oh, shit.
Tyler, I would like you to, as John and I explain the Liver King, get your phone and do a Google image search for Liver King so that you have a visual to accompany what we're doing.
I'm scared. There's nothing about liver that isn't gross.
So the Liver King is a white man who believes that we need to live like our primal ancestors and eat raw meat. And he has a special bedroom he sleeps in where no electricity or Wi-Fi can get through the walls because he believes electricity disrupts our primal energy or something. But he got his name from, he makes these pills with, John doesn't fully disagree with the Liver King. You have that little...
I would like to taste a little bit of that.
Corner a little bit.
The electricity shit, maybe. I don't know, man. I want to research that.
He got his name from, he makes capsules out of liver because he believes it, because our ancestors used to just kill things and eat their bellies, you know, that like we're missing all the nutrients we're supposed to be getting from eating raw liver. So he like puts the shit in capsules.
But he also just eats raw meat. Like,
I'm
Jackal who he's talking about. What's her name?
The Jackal.
What was her name?
The
Jackal and the Jackal Diet? What was her name?
I forget her name. It's Jackal and the Jackal.
Okay, that's how. That's what she's known for on our podcast.
But yeah, this motherfucker is -% body fat. Like, this motherfucker's ripped. I mean, the results
are there. That's roids,
Tyler.
That's roids. So? That's not liver, bro.
His skin turning red like that.
The redness of his skin.
His skin turning red like that is a big steroid sign.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well, if y'all say so, I'm not the Balco expert here, but. I mean, he seems sculpted and not bulky. You know what I mean?
Bro,
like, not
Tyler,
steroid bulky.
Those big vascular ass muscles are for horses, not humans. That motherfucker is on roids, nigga. That is human growth hormone. Okay, nigga. Bro, we can lift all we want. When you build like a horse, nigga, that is not human. Okay.
He's got nipples on his abs and shit.
You feel me? Back knee.
I feel like you can't be that fat free that without being unhealthy, though. You need fat. Like, that's where you get, like, your energy reserves and shit from. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. He might, this motherfucker might be unhealthy as shit. Like,
I wouldn't surprise you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he might be out of here soon, dog. You know, not wishing it on him. But
as red as he is, that don't seem right. His kids on that raw meat diet, too. You see videos of them, like, the whole family in there grabbing the fucking meat with their hands and, you know.
Well, because he really believes.
At least the old girl had a bag. They barehanded it.
He said he does simulated hunts because he believes that, like, our brain needs to kill things and eat them to be, like, stimulate. I don't know. I'm not fully
into
pseudoscience.
Put this man on the list. That's overboard. And simulated hunts? How do you simulate a hunt without killing something?
I think it's like he has to kill the animal and then they might not eat that animal. They might eat other raw meat that they already have or something. But it's like if he's not successful in the hunt, he will not eat.
So what is he? What animal is he killing just for fun?
I'm going to keep it real. I'm only like shin deep in the Liver King mythology. I'm not that dedicated.
John, you're asking too many fucking questions. look here, Bubba.
My brain has a real
Tyler's
good...
not a Balco professional. You're not a Liver King fucking
professional. Like, my brain's really good at learn enough to laugh and then shut down before you start sampling the corners of the cracker. You know what I mean? Start nibbling around.
I might nibble a little bit. I like to nibble a little bit, then stop.
Are y'all hip to the beef that he has with IBFF, whatever the fuck that is,
International Bodybuilding Federation. Yeah. Something.
Greg Doucette believes the Liver King is a fake natty, which I guess is bodybuilder term for a fucking steroid user. He's not a real natural. And he says, I don't think he's natural. I don't believe that. And for all the haters, I want to be clear. Oh, we getting spicy now. I believe there is more than a 50% chance that he is on PEDs. So if I was forced to choose, I am saying not natural. This does not mean that it is 100% for sure that he has taken something. It's just my opinion. My opinion alone.
You got to go further than that. I want, you're a bodybuilder, bro. Throw some fucking elbows
in
your
He might not have the Barry Bonds, but he probably got the shit that you can get from fucking GNC. You know what I mean? He got, come on, bro. That ain't normal. That ain't normal. He ain't got the elbow rub, you know what I'm saying?
I'm so glad we've introduced Tyler to the Liver King. One of the weirdest people on the internet. The internet's a hard place to stand out for being weird, and he is succeeding at doing it. So
the Liver King, what the fuck?
Dude, wasn't he outside of a courthouse, like, dragging a sled of weight?
Yeah,
like,
he
does all
kinds
of shit. Like,
shirtless,
wearing boots.
Right.
Like, I mean, I get how that's it. That is internet fucking... internet feast, but Jesus Christ, how do you come up with that?
But it was just like someone screenshot his wife had like a IG story of them on like a private jet when they were flying to New York or something, and everyone.
No,
like,
yeah, he's
hey, bro,
he's,
is that
bro? He's breaded up. That he's getting some.
Is this how the ancestors were traveling to New York? My brother.
The ancestors were broke bitches, not me. That's the difference. God damn, Liver King!
All right, Liver King,
eating raw liver on a PJ.
I also want to shout out before we get out of here. I have to shout out Jackson, our producer. Jackson brought my family a loaf of bread yesterday, and it was fucking delicious. Jackson, we ate the whole thing in like 3 hours, bro. It's all gone. So thank you.
You're very welcome, Mike. Happy to deliver.
How long have you been a bread baker, Jackson?
A little bit under 2 years, I guess. I picked it up in the pandemic.
So the pandemic started 2 years and 7 days ago, Jackson. For
right.
Reference.
Yeah. It was like I want to say it was like a May or June of the pandemic when I was like deeply bored.
Yeah.
And I was like a little bit late to the trend, but then my roommate's aunt gave me some sourdough starter and I've been making sourdough ever since.
I'm gonna tell you, Mike sent us some pics of that shit. That shit look professional.
That shit look delicious.
That shit look artisanal. That shit look like, you know, the big ass fucking crate of like Panera breads where you just go pick out one of them fancy ass rolls and shit. It looked like one of them, dog.
It looked like back when you had Bakers and fucking, you know, you got the meat slaughtered and you know what I'm saying? Like
that. He brought it over warm.
You can't get
too.
Bread like
he
that brought, no more. They don't make it that, like that. You said what?
Man. It was warm when he brought it over.
Oh, come on, bro. That's spiritual. That's a spiritual experience.
My kids look like they look like Liver King's kids. We were just like,
I'll get you next time, John. I'll get you next time.
Oh man. Blessings.
Shouts to
blessings.
Jackson, the sourdough king.
You feel me?
I just love sourdough king. I'm on some kind of a special diet where I get all my food from people that I'm involved in podcasts with. This is great. Tyler sends us meat. Jackson's making bread.
It's my turn.
I don't have anything for you either, bro. You can just sit right over here.
We got an agreement. There we go. That's what we got.
Okay, last thing before we get out of here. I just saw last night that Maury, the TV show, has been canceled after 30 years. And I just had to say RIP to a first ballot Hall of Famer.
That shit was still going?
Yeah.
Wow.
It shit have got a bit weird in the pandemic era where they were Zooming it and all that. So I can understand them you know, calling it quits now. But man, it was just... Maury was like a comfort food show. Like I remember like even back in like high school when I'd take like a day off from school, like watching Maury was like the highlight of my day off. You know what I mean? And it's still some shit I turn to every now and then when I'm bored just to see some drama and shit. So there's a million fucking episodes. The legacy's gonna live on and it just might have been time. But shout out to the legend.
I haven't seen Maury in so long. I remember Jerry Springer was a thing where we go to school the next day talking about Jerry Springer. Did you see what happened on Jerry Springer? You feel me? Wasn't there the brown hair, the dark haired woman? She had a Jerry Springer type show too. What was her name? I can't remember.
Dark haired woman. What the hell?
Oh, I know what you're talking
dark-haired
about.
White
you talking about Jenny Jones?
No, was it?
Jenny Jones was blonde, I think.
No, this was Kelly Jesse Raphael. Kelly, was it Kelly?
Kelly. Cindy, Kelly.
Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake.
Of course, Tyler fucking. Brain is a still trap ass nigga. Remember that
Ricky
shit?
Ricky Lake was huge. There was about like an 18 month or so period in the early 90s where everyone was like, this is the new Oprah. Like Ricky Lake was that fucking big for a minute, man.
Yeah. What happened all of a sudden though?
You know, Jerry Springer is the youngest mayor of Cincinnati ever. You know, Jerry Springer is like an accomplished dude outside of being a fucking ringmaster of a five ring circus.
I mean, honestly, that doesn't surprise me. Nothing involving Jerry Springer would surprise me, honestly.
Yeah. He was super duper smart and just did dumb motherfuckers.
He seems smart.
He saw the bag. You know what I mean?
I thought it was because he was surrounded by idiots. Maybe he seemed smart. But no, he was genuinely smart. So, yeah.
I think he was like a lawyer and shit, too. And he was just like, nah, this is fun. I want to have fun with people. Like, I don't want to do whatever.
And that's smart. And that's smart as well.
Maury, I agree that the time has come because at this point that Maury is just society. So
like, that's Twitter is Maury now.
Right. Like what do you want
the
trending
topics?
Yeah. Oh, I need to dedicate a half hour of my life to watch messy, stupid human drama. No, that's everything. That's
we got flyout stories going wrong on Twitter now. You know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah, right. That's music
still go
coverage.
Wrong? Do they still go wrong flyout stories? I remember those were great, bro. I don't see them anymore.
I feel like we get one or two every month or so, dude.
I haven't seen one since old boy was sitting the big back nigga.
Killer Mike.
Sitting there on the end of the motherfucking full size bed, like you know what I'm saying? He tried to catfish somebody.
Yeah.
We can't talk how we want to talk. What was it? This was 2016, 2014. We can dismiss you all. But no.
All right. That's
hope he's doing well, I guess. Whoever the fuck you are, my nigga.
He's our Russ. That's our Russ. I'm just gonna choose to be judicious about what I say.
They dunked on his ass for years. Yes, we've never seen it before. We have that nigga on Twitter before Russ. You feel me? Sheesh.
All right, that's all the time we got for Jenkins and Jones. We'll be back in the middle of the week. Thanks for fucking with us. Thanks for everyone who's hit us up to tell us that they appreciate the podcast. It means a lot to us. And we've got a cameo. And we've got, which is on the social media, you can find it. And we also have the merch store from The Volume, so you can check that out. There's Jenkins and Jones merch up there. And what else? Are we selling ourselves in any other ways that I'm forgetting, gentlemen?
Jesus Christ, man. This is the business section of the fucking pod. Let's get down to... brass tacks. Get right to business at the end of the fucking pot. Bye, y'all. We love Bye. You and appreciate you. Bye.
Bye.
God damn.
Feeling exhausted? Between the pandemic and that never-ending to-do list, it seems we all are. This month is Sleep Awareness Month, and Casper's helping empower people to embrace the restorative power of rest all month long. Whether you need more support or wake up too hot, Casper has a mattress for every type of sleeper, so you can rest assured. Get the cool, supportive rest you need this Sleep Awareness Month. Shop at Casper.com with code IHEART100 to get $100 off select mattresses. Exclusions apply. See Casper.com for details. Feeling exhausted? Between the pandemic and that never-ending to-do list, it seems we all are. This month is Sleep Awareness Month, and Casper's helping empower people to embrace the restorative power of rest all month long. Whether you need more support or wake up too hot, Casper has a mattress for every type of sleeper, so you can rest assured. Get the cool, supportive rest you need this Sleep Awareness Month. Shop at Casper.com with code IHEART100 to get $100 off select mattresses. Exclusions apply. See Casper.com for details.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander, or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Turns out, a delightfully clean home can make for a delightful start to the day. At Mrs. Meyer's, everything they make is inspired by the garden. With plant-derived and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients, their cleaning products smell like a dream and work like the dickens, leaving your home sparkly clean and your to-do list tackled in no time. Goodness, there's no better feeling than that. Mrs. Meyer's, rooted in goodness. Visit MrsMeyers.com today.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.